Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Speaking Spirit with Kim Griffin and Drew Calley. Before we get started, I just wanted to read an email that I had sent out on my mailing list. I think it's really relevant with what's going on right now. It's very short, very sweet, but I'd feel better if I could read it to you all. So it starts with, in light of what happened in Paris and with all the chaos via terrorism and extremism that seems to be going on around the world, I would like to invite you to take some time today or tonight with me to extend our prayers and thoughts to everyone affected directly or indirectly by this tragedy. And then follow it up by thanking God and our angels for all the freedoms we have been granted in our families, in our lifetimes, for who we are individually and collectively, along with all the wonderful opportunities we have access to, particularly here in the United States. It's not normal for me to bring politics into my spiritual work any more than I feel is necessary, and I've never done it before. This is definitely the first. But please keep in mind how difficult it must be for those innocent families caught in between homes, countries, and this very real and dangerous political nightmare, as well as the lack of any real short or long-term solutions for peace by international leadership. My heart goes out to all those who suffer from these 21st century religious fanatics. And it would be all too easy for us to assume everyone from one country, background, or heritage is the enemy. In my opinion, this would make things severely worse, cause more rifts with entire countries, and would draw us into judging large groups of people based upon their place of birth. That is exactly what these radicals want, division instead of unity. Please let us not forget who we are, how magnificent our lives can be when we live the right way by taking the high road, and where all of us are ultimately heading is the same place. There are higher laws to listen to. We are powerful, kind, determined, resourceful, blessed, and patient. And as spiritual beings, human beings, and we as Americans, we will always endure. So I just wanted to say that with love. Welcome to Speaking Spirit. I am psychic medium Drew Calley, and I'm here with evidential medium and spiritual intuitive Kim Griffin. We welcome you to Speaking Spirit. Thursday evenings, we air at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This show is dedicated to all things spiritual. However, we do wish to place an emphasis on evidential mediumship. Tonight's episode will be a 90-minute show. Mediumship is the art of communicating with your loved ones in spirit and providing you with evidence, information, and messages to provide you with peace, healing, and hope. A medium is a person who connects those in this world with those who have moved on to the next. Kim and I will discuss various topics related to mediumship and spirituality for the first portion of the show, and we will be taking calls for live on-air mediumship readings in the latter portion. If you wish to connect with a loved one who has passed on and is in spirit, please log on to the chat room and provide your first name along with your area code. It makes it easier for us to say your name and the area code so you know who you are. The call-in number is 929-477-2551. Again, 929-477-2551. Kim Griffin can be found at www.kimgriffinmedium.com and on Facebook at Kim Griffin Evidential Medium. I can be found at www.drewcalley.com, Calley's with a C, C-A-L-I, and at Psychic Medium Drew Calley. Kim, welcome.
Hey, Drew, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's really stormy up here in the Northeast. And, you know, normally, just so the listeners out there know that, you know, Kim and I don't normally make this a soapbox. So I didn't want to make the whole show about this, but I just thought it was important to, you know, everywhere we turn, we're putting on the news and it's, you know, Paris this, attacks that. And if I don't watch the news for a day or two, things are good. And then all of a sudden I put on the news and it's like, oh, my God. So I just thought it was relevant.
I think it was a beautiful email that you had sent out. I think it was absolutely beautiful, and so you know, sometimes we just need to speak from our heart on things that are tugging at her heart. So that was very beautiful, Drew.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I know that, so we do a topic each week, and I know you came up with a really interesting topic that you wanted to start on, and I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
Oh, okay. Well, my topic for this week is about when we came out of the mediumship closet, per se. Have we come out all the way? And how have people around us received that information about us as far as being intuitives and mediums? So I know for me, for the longest time, I kept it a secret. Nobody knew but the people that I was reading. Very close friends, people that I had worked with. It was hush, hush. Don't tell anybody. Make sure this one doesn't know. And then I started to go into development, and I started to hang out with people of like minds. And so I was meeting up with them a lot as far as going to circles and whatnot, and I was getting comfortable with being around people like that. And I have to be honest, I don't know if I was comfortable in my own skin at that particular time. There was a lot of questions in my head, wavering about what I was going to do with this ability that I possessed. I wasn't sure what direction I was going with it. Was I going to, you know, was I just doing this to see what I was getting, to be connected to spirit? Was I just going to read, you know, some friends? Or was I going to, you know, go all the way to the wall with it? I mean, I had no idea. So basically, sure, what I was doing was I was just kind of following the breadcrumbs. I wasn't sure where it was going to lead me, you know, but it would lead me to one avenue and then to a different, a bigger avenue and then a bigger avenue, you know, and to the point where there was no turning back. It was something that I was so directed in. I have never been so focused and so directed in an aspect of my life, except for my children, with the exception of my two boys, and my relationship, I should say, my poor husband. I have never been so focused in anything, you know. So I knew that when I had that pull, that tug, that kept on going and kept on going, I knew it was for me. And it took years to really kind of understand that. But I just kept on getting pushed back on that path. Back, and I don't even think I left the path, you know. I just kept on going, you know. But I think there was a lot of fear with me about what people would think about, how they would think of me, you know. Would I be accepted, you know, as far as old friends and whatnot, you know. What would my family think? I have to be quite honest with you. I don't come right out to everybody and tell everybody. You know, it's not like I go up to people and say, hey, guess what, I'm a medium, you know. I don't do that. You know, I just relocated in a different area. And I said to myself, once I get down there, I'm not going to, like, put a sign on my yard or anything like that. But any friendships that I develop, I'm going to be honest with them and say, hey, this is what I do. You know, and so far, everybody's been like, oh, that's really cool. You know, I mean, I don't know, maybe God just led me to the people that knew that I, you know, would be, that they would accept me, you know, so I wouldn't have to worry about that. But, you know, if it comes up in an everyday conversation, if it happens to come up, then it does. But I don't, you know, when I say advertise, I mean advertise to just regular people, saying, oh, yeah, guess what I do? You know, I just don't do that.
Sure.
And I don't know if it's a fear. I don't, at this stage of the game, I don't think it's a fear of being rejected. It's just like, I think it's a, I'm trying to be humble. And by saying that I'm trying to be humble, maybe I'm not being humble, but I'm just trying to be like, just not even under the radar, just, you know, doing my thing and not announcing it, you know, like, you know, you don't. So I don't know. I don't know about that. But I know with family and friends, in the beginning, it was a real dicey situation. And I had it like, I felt like I was walking on eggshells. And you know, but with friends, pretty much everybody knows. You know, and, you know, I've been doing this for years now. So, you know, and so some people weren't surprised. Some people just thought it was really cool. I'll never forget, I was doing a gallery reading at somebody's house, and I walk in, and one of the mothers of a girl that I grew up with was in the audience. She's known me since I was 5 years old. She nearly fell over with laughter. She thought it, she's like, you? You of all people. And I'm like, yeah, just goes to show you anybody could do this. But, and we laughed, had a good laugh over it and whatnot. But but right there and then, I think sometimes I don't like to tell people because it's like, let me see if she's BSing me. Let me see if she's for real. Especially people you know, because you feel that pressure. You know, and I know you know what I'm talking about. So, but then, you know, all was good. All was good. But, you know, as far as family members, there's only a couple of them that know. A lot of them live out of state, and I probably will never see them again. I mean, I hate to say this, but, you know, I'm talking about cousins and whatnot that I was never really close with to begin with, you know. I have one cousin in Hawaii that knows. And, you know, and it's, people have told me in the past, you have to be honest with what you do. You have to blah, 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 blah. And you know what? I just don't, it's not that I'm not being honest. It's just that if I dip into that and if I let some people know that I am reluctant to let know, that I know what the reaction is going to be. Like, I know exactly what one person would say to me, and that would put a damper on my mediumship. I know it would. So I have to stay away from that topic altogether. I just told my sister. Am I doing this for God knows how many years now? Not tons of years, not decades, but been doing it for a lot of years. I just told my sister maybe, I don't know, how long ago, Drew? 4 months ago? Something like that?
Yeah, no.
And her reaction was, okay, all righty then. So you talk to dead people. So, like, do you believe in God? Then I'm getting that kind of thing, you know. But now she's a little bit better with it. She's a little bit better with it, and she calls it, when I'm doing demonstrations, my mediumship meetings. Did you go to your meeting, your mediumship meeting? Like, so she's getting okay with it. But I think she realizes, like, there's no turning back. So, you know, we will once in a while have a conversation about it, but I won't bring it up unless she brings it up. So, Drew, enough of my rambling. Tell me about your experience with that.
I guess it's similar in a lot of ways and different in some. You know, I think for me, it happened to me later in life. It wasn't, like I always say, on my radar. And I think when I did, disclosing it to people was tough because at first it was happening in such a vivid manner that there was no ignoring it. It just, there were, like you said, breadcrumbs. But for me, it was like I needed like a 2x4 across the face a few times. And I needed to see things, and then I needed to take pictures of them. And I needed so much proof. It was like ridiculous. And then I thought I was losing my mind. And then stuff started making sense that I would tell other people, like, you know, this person, I'm getting this name or whatever it was. And so it validated itself. And so, you know, I've had really good, for the most part, experiences with it. But I've learned that the more comfortable I am with me, the more comfortable people are with me being a medium. There's two different type sets of people, too. The people that I grew up with or that I've known all my life, like friends and family and army buddies or coworkers, things like that. Like, I didn't really tell people at work because I owned a business. But there were a few people that I kind of let in over a period of time. When it came to family, because my sister actually introduced me to a psychic that told me that I need to go sit because my guides are trying to meet me, which I thought was a crock, and then all this stuff started happening. And so I ended up telling her, and to be honest with you, I think she was a little put off by it because she was like, hey, you were having this crazy experience. I want that. And then I ended up telling my brother, who was my business partner. And I remember the hardest call was my dad. I remember calling him, and I was like, you know, I got to tell you something. He's like, what is it? And I was like, you know, and then I said, look, you know, I've always been different and I've always been really sensitive, especially when I was younger. I mean, I definitely shut it off. Being like 6'2", 250 and Italian-Irish, I don't come off as somebody who's would be into this if you met me. Well, maybe if you got to know me, but not on the surface. Most people are actually surprised when I do tell them. But when I told my dad, he was like, well, the one thing he said was, he's like, you know, out of all the things, this wouldn't be something you'd make up. So as long as it makes you happy. And then he's like, I got to go. You know, so it was definitely a little, I don't want to say gruff, but, you know, he was just like, well, what do I do with this? And,
right.
You know, my dad's real old school, no false bravado with him, definitely a macho guy. And he was just like, you know, kind of, I think, you know, he would tell, like, people that, I don't know if I believe in all that, but if he's doing it, that's fine. And, of course, are you making money? You know, that kind of thing. So it would kind of like, you know, people want to make it really logical. And I was just, like, happy to get it off my chest and have it not, you know. And the reality is, when I look back, it really wasn't out of this. I mean, well, now that I'm doing it on a regular basis, it just doesn't seem that far-fetched. But at the time, it was so freaking new, and it was so different that I was surprised by it myself. So I think when I was telling people, it came across as like, I'm not that comfortable with it. And then like, I remember I went to my friend Joe's house, who lived about, I don't know, maybe a block away. And I grew up with him, and I went over there, and we were sitting in the back, and I'm like, listen, I got to tell you something. And people were all freaked out when I would say that. And I ended up telling him, and he just kind of looked at me and was like, good for you. You know? And I was like, really? Like, it was weird. But what I was more afraid of was people going, well, then get something for me right now. I didn't want to be put on the spot because I was afraid that I would fail and not do well or have a bad reading, and then they would be convinced that I'm crazy or I'm lying. And also because I had lost an 8-month baby girl, stillborn, my mom passed, and my brother-in-law committed suicide all within a very short period of time, people were looking at me like, are you sure you're not just looking for something to make sense, kind of thing. And even though this was a good year after that. And the reality was, like we talked about a bit last week, once I started cleaning up my life and changing things and kind of weeding out the negatives, and really I was in therapy and I was really doing a lot of inner work, and this stuff started coming, I was still selective with telling people. Like, there were still like, and I think word spread real quick amongst friends, even though I tell people, don't tell anybody. I had one of my buddies ask me if I'm a witch, you know, like, and they don't know what's the difference between a witch and a medium. And I was like, well, what's your definition of a witch? You know, like, I just didn't know how to handle it, really. And it took quite a bit of experience. But what it really took was a couple of years. Like, once I started actually working and doing this work, like going to England and studying, I would be with a bunch of mediums in these, workshop settings and this environment where it's a perfect playground to test your senses, like what works for you. Nobody can show you how to be a medium. They can put you in positions so that you can expand on your own and see what works through applicability. And so it was just weird. So I'd be there for weeks at a time, and then everyone was talking about it all the time, and then I would come home and it was just, I felt really alone. So I started letting more and more people in, but it's still, like, there were definitely some reactions. There was one guy who worked for me for a long period of time, really well-respected in my business, and he was really turned off by it. Because I think what I was afraid of and what I think some people were afraid of is that I was reading their minds all the time. And that kind of bothered me. Like, I don't want to be made to feel that I need to be uncomfortable because people think I'm prying. And, you know, so I don't look at it that way. Like, I want to have a normal conversation. I want to just be able to sit down and talk football or talk about whatever. And, you know, so it was definitely hard. I think, you know, my mom was passed. She probably would have got a kick out of it. But, you know, my sister, my brother, my dad. And then I remember we went to a wedding down in Maryland, and I told some of my cousins, and I got really weird responses. Like, not bad, but just kind of like, oh, okay, all right, I'm going to go get a drink. You know, like, it was just kind of like, what do I do with this information? Why are you telling me? And it probably came off all wrong, like, where I'd be like, listen, I got to tell you something, you know, because I was excited about it, but I was afraid of what people would think. I can't lie about that. I was definitely concerned about, I didn't want to be, like, pushed out, not like in a big way, but in a small way, a subtle way. I didn't want to be pushed to the outskirts of the family where people were talking about me, like, is everything okay with him? What's wrong with him? Is this real, kind of thing? So, and you and I both know what's really difficult for me is reading for people I know and I love. At first, there were a couple of readings that I was able to do, but then I remember I kept getting something with my sister and it was wrong. So it taught me, like, you know, you can't just go around doing this because you'll pick up their wants instead of their needs, because mm-hmm. I want for them, and I have to be objective and get out of the way. But overall, I think it was when I look back, there was, you know, there's one recent incident. I was in the military, and after 9/11, blah, 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 I got out, and one of my really good Army buddies, I just told him this past year, and mm-hmm. I haven't heard from him since. I told him, and he was, oh, you know, that's really cool, man. That's good for you. You know, that sounds great if it's working for you and it helps you. And he was always into God, especially because we were in combat. So, you know, stuff would come up. We'd have deep conversations, but not like a religious guy and definitely not psychic mediumship healing kind of discussion. Just like if it's my time, then I'm going to go kind of thing. And do you believe in something more? Very general stuff. And I just never heard from him. I haven't heard from him in, you know, it's probably been 8 months. And that bothered me. And it kind of, there were a couple other buddies that I was supposed to connect with this at the end of the summer, and I didn't because of that. Because there's still some things. And if it was the right conditions, but some of these guys, like you said, like I don't see them. I haven't seen them in years, but I'll talk to them every once in a while. So it's almost like, do I need to bring it up and put it out there because it's me? Is that my ego saying you need to tell them? Or is it just, can I just have a regular conversation and just use the word work? Well, I'm busy at work, and they'll still think that I own the company. But then I feel like I'm hiding something. So it can definitely get confusing. But I would say if there's a young medium or a new medium out there, just stay true to yourself, because over time it reveals itself. And that's really what ended up happening to me. Is the more that I did this work, I would bump into parents of people I went to high school with or sports with, and I'd be at a restaurant doing a group, and someone will come up after and be like, you know, you grew up down the street from me. I knew your mom, or I knew your dad, or just not a whole lot, but enough where it wasn't so bizarre now. I could, and the reality too is nowadays you have Long Island Medium. You had John Edward, who did a fantastic job breaking the ice along with James Van Praagh before that, because John Edward kept it authentic and evidential, and it wasn't a show. It was a mediumship show from beginning to end. You would see the reading. There were no edited clips for people putting their hands over their mouths going, oh, my God. You know, it was very – I thought it was done very tastefully, very tactfully, and very honestly. You know, and I think, you know, it took a lot for him to put that out there. But when he became a household name, it definitely made it easier for the rest of us. So it wasn't like people didn't – I mean, people would take a second view and be like – medium, huh? I didn't like using, and I know you feel like this too, I don't like using the word psychic, because immediately people are like, read my palm. Or am I going to have kids? What are their names? What colleges are they going to go to? Am I going to get that raise? And like, sometimes, you know, I only get information that's going to help them out now, or I don't get anything. And I'm just honest with people. Like, I don't want to walk around and be a walking oracle where people are coming up to me and I'm the answer man. You know, because that can really affect people's ego. And I think that's where some of these great psychics at the end of their lives had such horrible press, because they needed to be in the spotlight all the time, giving the answers, being correct. And to me, it's got to be balanced between sacred and out in the open. And I don't mean sacred in so much of a private sense, but there's a venue. Right. You know, you can get a private session. You can call up on Blog Talk Radio and get a real quick hit session. You can get, and you never know what's going to come out. But if you're going to a group, you get like a sampler. But sometimes someone gives you something that you might not want the in-law sitting next to you to know, or stuff like that. So I do find that as mediums, we have to find a balance. But for me, overall, now that I'm doing it full time, and that's what I am, and that's who I am, and that's what I do, I find that I don't need to talk about it outside of me working that much. And I find that I don't want to talk about it that much. Like when I was only doing so much throughout the week, or I would do, you know, things here and there, I wanted to talk about it all the time, because that's where I wanted to focus so much. And now, you know, it's like when I'm done with work, like I'm not like disgusted with it or anything. I'm just done. And I want to go home and have a normal night and relax. And sometimes stuff comes up, like, where I'll get hits, like weird stuff, synchronistic type of things. Like I'll be thinking about, you know, I don't know, like, you know, Everybody Loves Raymond. Like I was thinking of him one day, this is last week, and I don't know why. I'm like, why am I thinking of him? And I came home, I sat down, I turned on the TV, and Everybody Loves Raymond was just coming on. So it's weird. It's like sometimes I'll just pick up stuff to, maybe it's a guidepost to let me know, you're supposed to sit back and just relax tonight. You know, so for me, I think it didn't affect, and my aunt, my sister, my brother, and myself went to see John Edward in New Jersey or New York when all the people that we had passed, before I knew that this was something I was going to do. So mm-hmm. I knew, it was kind of a weird segue, like when you said, breadcrumbs, when I start mm-hmm. looking at, in hindsight, start looking at the pattern, it mm-hmm. made it easier. It wasn't like I was, teaching college and all of a sudden spirits are coming through. It happened right. in subtle ways with the right people at the right times over a period of time. And I ended right. up getting in with the right people like yourself and with really good mentors and teachers that told me, allow, surrender to it, let it come to you, don't force it. And those were some right. of the best things I heard. So that's really about it for me. I mean, I think it was I still, and now that I am a medium, I still don't walk around, like you said, if I bump into someone, and the question always comes up, because as people, we want to define people by what do you do, man?
Right,
you know, and it's hard, because sometimes, like, at a party, like, I don't want to answer that,
right?
Because it's a medium, no way, he's a medium, hey, is my mom around? It's like, oh, my God, you know, let me just be, and sometimes it's fun, like, don't get me wrong, but my fear is that it's going to be more of a spectacle than what it really is. That's all.
Yeah. Well, you know, you said something really key before about, you know, when you're reading people
did,
that you
Jim.
Know.
No, just kidding.
What's that?
No, I'm just
what did
around.
You say?
I said, okay. Of course I did. No, I'm just kidding.
Of course you did. Yes, you're brilliant.
No,
that
I
way.
Didn't mean to.
But anyhow. You were talking about, you know, you were reading friends, parents, or something. But anyhow, somehow or another, I don't know what it unlocked a memory that I have about, you know, when I was talking about. Like, I can remember when I worked in New Jersey and I worked for a chiropractor. And, you know, at that particular juncture, you know, I was reading quite a few people every now and then. The chiropractor office was in a gym. So, you know, some people that, you know, and I would read outside of town. But, you know, I didn't know who these people were, you know, that, you know, I didn't know where they were from. And sometimes I would see them in the hallway in the gym and they'd be like, huh? You know, like, oh, my God, you know. But I'll never forget one time, this is my office in Chester. And Chester is approximately 40 minutes away from where I lived and where I worked. And so the girl had called me up, and she, you know, she booked a gallery. It was me and another medium, and she was having like 12, 13, 14 people in her office. And so it was like a big deal because it was a big deal for her, and of course it is, you know. So we're going to try to set it up real nice for her, blah, 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 blah. Get there on a Saturday night. People are walking in. And I look, and I see two people outside, and I have to walk up the steps. And I'm like, God, they look familiar. And as I go into the building, they're my patients. And I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? I mean, there was no escaping. There was no escaping. So I was like, what am I going to do? Well, there's nothing I can do. You know, there's nothing I could do. So I just kind of stood there, and they're like, Kim, what are you doing here? You're not part of the party. I said, no, I'm the medium. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And so I was just like, I didn't know. And I had to get over it real fast because there was people there that wanted to hear from their loved ones. So, and I would be in situations like that at particular times. It wasn't so in my face as that time, but it still it affected me. But I remember going back into the room, into the office, going, you got to get over this real fast because you're here to serve spirit, and this is not about your ego, what people think of you, if they think you're crazy or whatever. If they do, they do. What are you going to do? So anyhow, it went fine. Everything went fine, blah, 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 blah. Meantime, you know, I'm working at the chiropractor office. I don't know who's telling who what, and I didn't even concern myself with it. But this is how spirit works. There was a teacher in our community that she passed at 45 years old of stomach cancer. She was diagnosed 1 week, 2 weeks later, she passed. That's how fast she went. She was a very, very, very popular teacher. She was a patient of her office. All the teachers were patients of her office. And so what happened was one of the families came in and to get adjustments. And sometimes whole families would come in. And so I would, you know, go back there and take them off their stim and blah, 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 and reschedule their appointments, and off they would go. And so this one time the family came in, and the mother, she was very close friends with the teacher that had passed. And unbeknownst to me, they knew what I did. But I didn't know that. I had no idea who knew, who didn't know. So then all the kids left, and the dad was there. And so I go back in the office, and I'm taking him off his stim. And, like, you have to lift up the shirt, and you have to take the pads off, you know. And he says to me, "Kim, we know what you do." And I just was like, I didn't even know what to say. I'm like, excuse me? And he goes, "We know what you do." And he turned around, and he looked at me, and I said, "Okay." He goes, "You know what happened, right?" And I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Barbara needs your help." And I said, "Well, she just passed. This woman just passed." I said, "Barbara needs to let this settle into her. She's grieving right now. But when she is ready, I will be there." And he said, "Well, that's good. I'm glad." So I was like, you know what? The people that need to know will know. And what happened with that particular situation is Barbara never came to me, but another teacher did come to me that was, the woman's name was Rose that passed. Rose's best friend came to me. But she found out about me. And she came to my house. I gave her a reading. And that's the way it was supposed to go. I mean, that's just the way Spirit had worked that out. So there you go. Things are revealed when they're supposed to be revealed. You know?
So, when was your either first group or first reading? And how was your experience? In a professional sense, not like just.
Oh, in a professional sense.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing DEMs up at the church. It's a spiritualist church.
And a DEM, to everyone out there, is a group reading.
Right. Yes. It's like what John Edwards would do.
It's like a demonstration of evidence.
It's a demonstration where you're only giving. Correct. So, yes, exactly. It's a demonstration of mediumship. So you're connecting with the person, and you're giving a few points of information and a message. So it may be 5-8 minutes. So I got started doing that. So that kind of helped me with the group readings. And then I partnered up with a couple people. I had a friend actually from North Jersey that said, "Listen, we're having a candle party. Can you come later on?" And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "All right." And, you know, so I was going to do it by myself. And then I was like, "I'm not doing this by myself." So I asked a friend to help me, and she did. And surprisingly, it went like, you know, I mean, it was our first real group reading. So I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. I mean, even though we were doing group readings at a New Age store, but people were paying $10 or whatever. And it was for the owner. It wasn't for us. We weren't getting paid any money. You know, so we were kind of used to that formation. You know, and it just got a little bit easier and a little bit easier, you know. So I wasn't so nervous about, you know, the spotlight per se. I was just hoping that Spirit would come through, you know. I'm like, "Oh, God, I hope something happens here," you know.
Absolutely.
And it usually did, you know. And the people who needed to get a message got a message. So, yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's funny because, like you were saying, all these like things, like the people, the right people, the right places. Same thing for me. You know, I went in to get a picture someone had drawn something with pastels for me, like a picture of one of my guides in England, and it was just like an impromptu thing. And I had it rolled up, and I brought it back, and I was going to get it framed. And the woman kept asking me, like, "Where'd you get the picture done?" Blah blah blah. And we started talking, and I'm like, "Well, you know, actually, a medium did it in England." And boom, right away, she knew all about mediums. She's, "Oh, you know, I used to go to, I read tarot," and we started talking. She's like, "Really into yoga and meditation," and it was just bizarre. I was like, "Really?" So we started talking, and she's like, "Would you want to do a mediumship demonstration here?" And I was like, Everything, no. You know, it's like really nervous. I don't know yet. I don't know yet. Because then all of a sudden you're taking people's money and you're standing in front of a group, and what if nothing happens, or what if you're terrible, and all those crazy things started coming through my mind. And so the second time I went back there, like a month or so later for something else, she asked me again. I didn't think it would come up again. She asked me again, and I said yes, and then it just kind of started happening. But I did find that I would test. I'd be like, all right, Spirit, if it's supposed to happen, then tonight will go good. I'm just turning it over to you. And it would work, you know. And then as time went on,
right,
I got more used to it. But the first couple are very vivid in my memory with some of the communications, some of the spirits that came through. I'll never forget them. And the people were the right people to receive the readings at those times. And some of those people from the first groups still came to meditation groups that I would have. And some of them still come to workshops. Some of them I became friends with and stay in touch with. So it was kind of like the first version of my spirit family on Earth that I met. And a lot of these people started opening up themselves. So it's really interesting how it does work like that. I find it really fascinating. And there's always a rhyme and a rhythm to it, you know, and it's never at our what we think it should be or, you know, it's supposed to be. It's always better, in my opinion.
Right, right. Yeah, so that was my experience with it. So, you know, but then I moved down to North Carolina. So that was a whole different ballgame because now I felt like I had to start all over. That's what it felt like. You know, I mean, I mean, you don't work with a partner either. So yeah, it's easier for you. But I had a partner, so it was like, oh, I'm on my own. Like, I don't have anybody to bounce anything off of, you know. But I started like easy, you know. And when I say easy, just a few people. So whereas we used to do maybe 10, 12 people, now four, five, six, you know, I'm like, that's the amount that I can handle. And I'm, you know, and that's what I'm comfortable with right now.
You get working with a group of people that you're used to, you get used to, you know, that dynamic. Because I've worked with
right.
other mediums before from England, from here, where we would do groups and things like that. And sometimes I do prefer the smaller groups with just me. And sometimes I prefer something really big, you know, because the energy is just really incredible and the evidence that comes
right.
through. But it's all about us being comfortable, and it needs to be able to touch the people, you know. I think that's the most
exactly.
important thing.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yes. True.
Well, we covered a lot.
We did.
We have callers on. So, one of the things I just wanted to say before we get started is, again, you can find Kim Griffin at www.kimgriffinmedium.com and at facebook.com/Kim Griffin Evidential Medium. I can be found at www.drewcalley.com, or you can find me on Facebook at Psychic Medium Drew Calley. And I just wanted to kind of plug a few events I have coming up. Most are in the Saratoga Springs area, New York. November 29th, I have Spirit Messages Gallery. It is going to be a smaller venue. It's almost sold out. It's at 4:30 on Sunday, November 29th. You can see it on my website and register if you're interested. Also, December 5th in Saratoga Springs, I'm doing a psychic mediumship workshop level one. So it's the fundamentals of the psychic and intuitive self along with mediumship, or the basics of it to understand it. It's a one-day thing, December 5th. And then down in the North Jersey and Tarrytown area of New York, in Pearl River, I'm doing a mediumship workshop, which is just, again, a level one fundamentals. That is 12/12, December 12th, my birthday. And then the only other thing that I have is that Gina Clemente and I link up, and she's helped me tremendously when I moved here, referring people to me and just getting me set up. And I trained with her for my Reiki master and instructor certification, and she's wonderful. January 23rd, we're doing a Reiki 1 and 2 training, and that's also up in Saratoga Springs, New York. And that's about it for me.
Okay.
Kim, I know you have I'm sorry.
That's okay. I have one announcement. And that is this Saturday, starting at 6:30 in Wilmington, North Carolina. And the venue is called Nanabaka Winery, and I will be there, and also tarot card reader Lori Gifford. And there you go. So it's 420 Eastwood Avenue in Wilmington. And that's about it. No other events going on. So also, okay. But I will plug somebody. I will plug somebody also. Because I'm only doing a few hours there, because then I'm going to head over to the Juggling Gypsy, which is on Castle Street in Wilmington. And there is a friend of ours, Tamara Richardson, who is from the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and she is doing platform demonstration at the Juggling Gypsy. So it's $12 to get in. So if you're in that area, come on down and see Tamara.
Nice.
And that's it. That's all I have for you.
Perfect. So we're going to get some callers coming in.
Okay, and just to let everybody know, I'm back on the switchboard. So, but we are just taking mediumship calls now, so just to let you know. So our first caller is from area code 562.
Hi,
hello,
guys.
Caller. Hi, welcome to Speaking of Spirit with Drew and Kim.
Okay, great. My mediumship question is, what do you guys see? Any spirits that have any messages for me? I really don't have a question. I just want to know if any messages for me.
Okay, just let me connect with you. Okay, I'm sorry, what is your name?
Rondria. It's R-O-N-D-R-I-A. Rondria.
Rondria?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Rondria. I feel a couple people around you. I have to say I feel a younger man around you as well, and I feel an older woman with you as well. The younger man, and when I say younger man, I feel like he was probably his late 20s to early 30s. I'm 53, so anything under 53 is younger to me. So I don't know if this is blood related. I do feel that it is blood related. Feels like a relative. It feels like a contemporary. So when I say contemporary, about the same generation as you. I feel like this is removed a couple times, so I do understand that you may have not been very close to him. But I feel like there was a strong connection at one particular time. He feels like he has a darker pigment to his skin. And I'd also understand that he has heavy, heavy eyebrows. You would know him from his heavy eyebrows. And there is an awful lot of hair on his head, even though he liked to keep it, I don't want to say shaved, but it's not shaved. It's just very coiffed. Is what I want to say. So it feels like it might be a little spiky and there's a lot of product in it, is what I want to say. Would you understand this gentleman?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, so, all right.
You can try the woman if you want and see if I can pick up.
I'm going to try the man.
Is.
I'm going to stick with the man for a minute because I do believe that you would know him. So I also want to say that I feel like he may be from your neighborhood in that area. So it would feel like a neighborhood person that you felt like a connection with when you were younger. So would you understand that?
Oh, okay. I think I do now, but I don't know. Do you have a name? If you don't have a name,
no,
okay.
I would just have to kind of just give me a yes, no, or I don't know. Okay.
Okay,
because
I know.
I just have to go.
I know who that is.
Okay, I have to go with the direction of this. So it feels like it's in a urban area is what I want to say, and it feels as if you were like brother and sister when you were growing up. So that's why he's giving me like the same age, the same generation is what I want to say too. But it feels like there was a little bit of – he had some issues. So would you understand that about him?
Yeah.
Okay, and he feels like he was a tough guy, or he thought he was a tough guy. Would you understand that about him?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm also getting a C name connected to him. Now, I'm not saying it's his name, but it could be a C name connected to him, a family member. So I have to say, and I just keep on going to something
I think that's
like,
his last name.
Okay, okay. Okay. And I do understand he has earrings in his one ear, but I feel like there's more earrings around. There seems like there's something to do with piercings, so there might be piercings someplace. I have no idea, but he's just showing me the piercings I'm getting. But I'm also understanding that he was very athletic, and he's telling me he was very athletic, but he kind of threw things away. So there was lost opportunities is what I want to say. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So he just comes through today to just let you know on how much at that particular time your friendship meant to him. Even though the both of you went your separate ways, it feels as if feels like there was more of a steady ground in your family than there was his. So I'm not understanding your family dynamics, but or the foundation of your family, but I do understand it was a lot more steady than his. He's telling me that there was a lot of obstacles in his own family. Would you understand that?
Not really, no.
Okay. Well, he's telling me there were issues in the family. Would you understand that?
It could have been. I just don't know at this time.
Okay. So I will just leave him with you, and thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right, Drew. We're going to get to the next caller, and it's 774. Hello, caller. Welcome to Speaking to Spirit with Drew and Kim.
Hi. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
My name's David. I'm from in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Hey, David.
Hey. I've been on the phone really, really enjoying the show. Yeah, it's been awesome.
That's great.
I just have one. Yeah. I just could relate to all of it. And, yeah. So I don't really have a question. I'm just feeling like whatever you pick up. But I have one really, really quick question, just a yes or no, that's possible. So
sure,
I know a lot
shoot.
Of people say, yeah, a lot of people believe that mediums are born and not made, that you can't become a medium unless, you know, you're born a medium. And I hadn't been able to find.
That's a really good question. So basically that's a question that's, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I said that was a great question. You go on, Drew. I'm sorry.
So David, is that your question or is there more to it?
No, that was just that. No, my question is just if you felt any energy, but yeah, I don't think that is my question.
Yeah, so basically I think what I feel about that is that that's a very, very good question, and I think sometimes I think I know, and sometimes I got to say I don't know, because I do feel
exactly.
that there are certain mediums that will come along where, boom, it just happens, and they just have it. They have something with a snap of the fingers, they have this quickening, they have this active mind, they can pull information through very vividly, very quickly, and very effortlessly, and not a lot of training needs to happen. Mm-hmm. And then there's other people. Now, does that mean that they escalate at that level? No. Sometimes they plateau off, and then they kind of get, they get in their own rhythm or change directions. I don't know. But I've seen other people that didn't even know that they were mediums come to some of my workshops, and I've been in workshops with other people like this where they're just kind of curious, and they'll start getting information, but they're it's almost like, I don't know if they're not interested or if they didn't think it could happen for them, but all of a sudden they start flowering and they start opening up, and all of a sudden these things start happening. So the one thing I would say is, either way, do not let it deter you or anybody out there listening. Because I didn't know until I did have an experience in my 20s, and I was very intuitive growing up, but I didn't see spirits walking around my bedroom. That wasn't me. You know, in my mid-30s or early 30s, all of a sudden I started having these experiences. So I will say it did feel very natural to me once I had them, and I was like, oh, this is why I'm here. This is what it felt like. I felt like a homecoming is the word I use. Like, it felt like I'm at home.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let it deter you. But, you know, I actually asked John Edward this question, and he said the same thing to me. He said, I used to think that mediums were only born, but I've seen mediums learn. So I think that the degree with which we can take it to and varies, but the most important thing is, everybody can have mediumistic experiences, with their own loved ones, possibly even with other loved ones, with people that they don't, you know, that they don't know, with others' loved ones. But I do believe that there's a very specific personality type or person or life that is lived for people to be drawn to this as a lifestyle or as a living. So I hope that helps with answering your question. And the thing is, I keep getting a man around you, and I want to go to like a Robert or a, I keep getting this R with this man, and I don't know if it's his name or not. And I know that this man, I feel like is your father in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand that his father is like almost identical to him?
I have no idea who his father was.
Ah.
I never even seen him. I only have one picture of my dad.
Because I have two. I feel like I have two, or your dad is showing me that there's a very strong military connection, but I felt like that was more grandfather than it is dad. Would you understand that?
Okay. No, because my dad was in the military, but not for too long. But I never met his dad.
That's fine.
My dad passed when I was seven.
Don't tell me anything. So, don't tell me anything.
Okay.
Now, are there two of you, or are there a brother and a sister? I keep getting the number two around the kids.
No.
There's just you?
No, there's more.
Yeah. Are there two brothers and two sisters, or is there two of you?
There's two of us. The two of us would be me and my brother. There's only one brother.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, that's fine. And it's weird. Like, I keep – I don't know. And, you know, when I get on a military tangent, it doesn't stop because I was in, so I get the very visual stuff. I keep getting this naval connection, but I also get, like – I don't know if it's like the National Guard. Do you understand?
I was in the Navy. I was in the Navy for 12 years.
Perfect. Okay. And it's so weird. I think I'm picking up more about you. I got to be honest with you, because do you understand the sinus issue?
No.
It's a really weird, random thing for me to get. But I keep getting that someone has like sinusitis. So, and you said your dad died young. So I can't imagine that you would have known that. But I just keep getting my upper face and my head are starting to swell up. Does that make sense with your dad?
Sounds like an allergic reaction. No, I don't know. I was like seven.
No, it's not an allergic. It's well, okay. I just have to tell you, I feel the presence of your dad. And I feel that now you're playing with the mediumship. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like your dad. This is just a little ironic, but your dad's telling. He keeps saying that you need to be careful with what you pay attention to. You need to be careful with what you pay attention to. So I don't know if you're learning from the wrong people, or maybe you're getting too much into one aspect of it. But I just keep hearing, be careful what you are diving into. Do you understand that?
No, I'm kind of way beyond that at this point.
Oh, it's so weird. I just keep getting that.
I'm pretty molded.
It's what?
I'm very molded. I'm very molded. I mean, I learned on my own everything I've done. I've bought myself, so it's been a long road. But I don't delve into anything that I haven't delved into before. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I don't know what this is, but I just feel like there's something that you're either not looking at, or you're looking at too much. And maybe it has to do with the plateau, or maybe you said you're already molded. I'm not exactly sure. It's interesting because I don't know why, but I felt him so quickly that your dad was here and also a grandfather, and I started getting the military connection, and then I just feel like it was more about you. So I don't feel like I have such a strong mediumship connection with him at this point. So I'm just going to have to leave it there. I'm glad we were able to answer your question, and I'm glad at least your dad stepped in here for a quick second. But I'm not really receiving anything else that seems to be valid for you. So I'm going to have to leave him with you. But please know that he is trying to come through. He's trying to be acknowledged and let you know that he is there. And I appreciate you calling so much.
Awesome. Thank you. And I really enjoyed listening to the show, and I'm looking forward to listening to it again.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. Okay. Well, that was very nice. That was a very nice call. Okay, so our next caller is from area code 252. Hello, caller. Welcome to Speaking with Spirit with Drew and Kim.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, from North Carolina. And okay. I'm the one with the sinus. It burns, like my ears will burn and my nose will burn. Oh, my goodness. And I had to go get a saline solution and, like, wash my ears out and my nose out. And then my throat would start, oh, it's terrible. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Drew, I know this is supposed to be my call, but it seems like you're connected to her. So would you like to call?
All right. What's your name?
Keisha from North Carolina.
Hey, Keisha. All right. So it was weird because, and this has happened a couple times on the show with Kim and I, where for whatever reason, you know, sometimes we can connect with someone right away. Sometimes it's, you know, not there. But I was feeling, I just kept feeling like sinusitis. I kept feeling like that word. And I only know that word because, I know people that have had it. So I just kept getting that.
So that's what it's called? That's what it's called? Because I thought it was.
It could be. I'm not a doctor, but I just kept getting that. There's all this swelling in my, like, the front of my head and by my sinuses and my temples.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's me.
That's interesting. Now, you understand that there's a mother figure around you who passed of cancer?
I think an aunt.
And I have an older woman who's telling me that she passed merely of old age.
Okay. There's a mother figure who passed of cancer. I think she passed recently, but she's like a grandmother. She's much older. And then the other one is my aunt. And she died of cancer, too, but she was, like, in her 50s.
Okay, and you understand that the aunt who passed, she was a heavy smoker?
No, not at all.
I keep getting the smoking with the woman.
She was a heavy smoker.
Yeah.
And
I keep getting... Go ahead.
Yeah, that might have been somebody else, the god sister. She smoked, and she was into some things.
And do you understand, I know I was getting the initial R for David before. Do you understand the initial R with one of these women?
Robert, my mother took Robert back to New Jersey yesterday.
Perfect, okay. That's perfect, because I did say that, and I have it circled here. And as I'm talking to you, I just noticed that I keep circling Robert, all right? So, this is interesting. And I know you're very spiritual, and I know you're very open. Now, are you the one that is, like, head over heels for angels?
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
I got this earlier.
Like,
I don't know if it was, I think it was today. But I just keep getting this, and I need to talk about this. I keep seeing this woman smoking, and if I'm getting somebody that's, if I'm picking up on someone that's alive, I'm not sure, but I have to tell you about the person that passed from cancer, and I feel like I need to talk, it's like I need to almost like scold someone about smoking. So I don't know if it's that you're smoking or not, but I feel like it has a connection directly to your mom or to you, and I feel like this is coming, I want to say, from your aunt. Is this your mom's sister or your dad's sister?
My mother's sister, but none of her sisters smoke.
I don't know why I keep getting that. I'm sorry. And it's, like, unmistakable for me because I can taste it and smell it. So I don't know where I'm kind of getting off on that. And I also need to go, do you understand also the kidneys with her?
The kidneys? No. I know.
Wow, I'm really off. Okay, I got
kidneys.
You do? All right, why do I keep picking up stuff on you? You keep coming through. That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's not my night tonight because I'm getting people for the people that are calling after. which is weird. What's that?
Yeah. You're one step ahead, one person ahead.
Yeah. And Keisha, if you don't understand this, then I'm going to have to step back. Do you understand that you either just got a new job or that there's a new job coming?
I'm trying to get my my license so I can go look for a job, and hopefully I'll get it
right
after.
And I keep getting February. So I just keep getting that there's this new job, and I keep getting February. And it's really, really important for you because it's a game changer. I don't know why, but I just keep getting that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, that sounds about
And I just feel like it's just really important. And I don't know why I'm picking up all this stuff on you, because specifically Kim and I are trying to do a mediumship show. But, you know, I have to tell you that it's just really, really important. And it's like you have to keep your eye on the prize. Do not try to deviate and don't get frustrated. But I definitely feel like by February you're cranking. And I feel like it's gonna be like the job either that you've been looking for, or it's definitely long term is what I keep getting with it. And I just keep getting that with it, and I don't know why, but I keep seeing like package. So I don't know if that's a benefits package or something like that. But I just feel like aim high and keep going for it. But I feel by February, by mid-February, you're going to be really golden. And it's just important that you do everything from now until then, include take care of yourself.
All right. Oh, well. Sounds good.
All right, and look, I'm sorry that I'm not able to connect any further, and I don't know where the smoking goes, but I wish you best with the job and everything else, and God bless.
That's my father. He smokes like a train. I know. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keisha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good night. Okay. Just a little
not
reminder for...
Night.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, we have to hang... I'm not hanging up? Okay. We're getting feedback from her, so it was a little hard for me to listen. But I just want to remind everybody that we are on for another half an hour. So I know that sometimes our shows were an hour. So we have one caller left, so if you would like to call, we do have some time. Probably just for one or two more after this next one. So... this next caller is from area code 402.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Speaking Spirit with Drew and Kim.
Hi, my name is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Okay, all right.
Going through a rough time lately, but yeah.
Okay. So you wanted a mediumship reading tonight, correct?
Yes, I would love to get one. I heard you talking about Gina earlier, and I know I've been actually talking to a Gina in New York who also does Reiki.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is she in Saratoga Springs?
I'm not too sure where she's from, but she did a soul journey actually on my dog who passed away 8 months ago. Just like
I don't
recently
know
she
if she does that. I really don't know.
Room.
It doesn't sound like her, to be honest with you, but it could be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just curious. I didn't know. But yeah, I would love for you guys to do a reading if you can. That'd be great.
Okay. All right, Karen, just give me a second to connect to you.
Okay.
Okay, so already I have a mail coming through. It feels like an older gentleman. He is showing me that he's from a rural area is what I want to say as well. He's showing me that he was a manual worker. I do see like blue pants, like like the Dickies, the blue Dickies that men sometimes wear as uniforms as well. But I'm also seeing a matching shirt with him as well with his name on it. This could be grandfather as I'm feeling. I do feel a couple spirits around you as well. And these other spirits are not so attached to you. Lack of a better word, I'm sorry, I don't mean attached, but I don't feel that they are related to you, blood related, but I do feel this gentleman that is related to you, he has salt and pepper hair, and I feel like he didn't really, not too much balding for him. There's not too much balding. It feels like he has he says, I have a good crop of hair, so, and I also want to say that there are crops, so I feel like there's crops that he attended. Now, I don't know if he did this for a living, if he was a farmer, or if this, because it feels like this was a personal, like the land was something that he did for himself, is what I want to say. Does any of that information, and I'm also understanding there's a dairy farm nearby, because he keeps on saying something about dairy. So I don't know if there was a dairy farm by nearby his property, or he is connected to dairy or produce or something along that lines. Does any of that information make any sense to you?
Well, my grandfather passed away 12 years ago, and he had kind of a salt and pepper hair.
Okay.
I know when he was a child, he used to work on his grandparents, go and stay at his grandparents' farm and do stuff there.
Okay. So you wouldn't know about that area because he keeps on talking about a dairy farm, something about a dairy farm. So just remember that I had said that as well. He's also making me aware of smoking, but I feel like it's bigger than a cigarette. So I want to say it's a pipe, or if it's more like a cigar, because I'm feeling that. Okay.
My grandfather did smoke pipes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for that. I'm also understanding that he liked to collect some type of coin. So I'm not saying that he had a coin collection, but there's some type of coin that he has. Would you understand that, Karen?
Well, it could be one of two different things, yes.
Okay.
Probably my grandpa, because my grandfather.
What I'm seeing is a bigger coin. Do you understand what I'm saying?
A bigger coin?
I'm seeing a bigger coin, a bigger gold coin. Would you understand that?
No, not a bigger gold coin. Mm-mm.
Okay, but the coin reference you would understand, correct?
Yes, it could be one of two different things. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all right. That's okay. It's just giving me something that I'm going to get past the coin thing, but you can take that. He's also showing me a navy blue jacket with brass buttons on that. So I don't know if he's talking about a Navy reference or if it's just a Navy jacket that he had and that there's brass buttons on that. He is also making reference to the American Legion. So I have to say that this is a man that liked to, he liked to go to the American Legion or it could be Elks Club or the Moose Club or something along that lines. Would you understand that? Okay. He's also talking about pool. He's talking about pool. So he's talking about billard, like playing pool, not the swimming pool. So he's talking about that. He's also talking about, would you understand that?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go a little further with that particular reference. So he's talking about a bar. And he's talking about a bar that he used to like to go to once in a while. I'm sorry?
My 4-year-old had to come in here.
Okay. Well, okay.
I tried to escape them, but I couldn't.
What are you going to do, right? So
I know.
That's fine. But he's just talking about this pub that had a pool table and it had darts. So just remember that, because he makes me feel like he's on a league. He was on a particular league or something along that line. But he's also making me, he's talking about you, and were you a cheerleader, or did you wear a uniform or something in high school, or like, I don't know if it was a cheerleader or something along that lines. Would you understand that?
I used to play softball, but only until my sophomore year of high school.
That's high school. That's high school. But he's talking about that, and it might be the fact that he might have wanted to see you more doing that than he was able to do. So would you understand that?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I guess.
Okay. But he's making reference to that. So I'm just giving you evidence. It's also, I understand an A name, so an Agnes, or it sounds like an AG name. So it feels like a female name.
Oh, Angie.
Okay.
I have an Aunt Angie who's still here.
Okay, because he's also talking about that. He's talking about where he's laid to rest. It's a very beautiful place, and he's very, very glad that he picked that place out. So he feels like he was a man that knew, exactly what he wanted to do, where he wanted to go, and he planned for everything. So would you understand that?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think if he did pick that place, because I thought they picked it after he, because his death was kind of unexpected.
Oh, okay. Well, he's mentioning
so
he likes that place.
Grandma, does he? Good. Because I don't know if him or my grandma picked that place. But what was he trying to say about Angie, about the A name?
Well, sometimes they will just give names that are connected to them. It maybe not be so much a message for Angie, but saying it's evidence that they are around. It's evidence that, yes, There is an Angie. Yes, there was the American Legion. So I'm not really feeling too much about that, but that's really, we're getting some calls now. So I'm so sorry, but thank you for allowing me to connect to your grandfather.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, so our next caller is from area code 914.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Speaking Spirit with Drew and Kim.
Yes. Hello, I'm Frank.
Hi, Frank. Drew?
Hi, Frank. Kim, you're going to have to take it. I know Frank.
Hi, Drew. Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
That sounded like actually my dad that you just read.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, just now?
Yeah. He grew a lot of vegetables in our backyard, and he worked as a produce person, and he was in the Korean War, and he did go to the posts and stuff.
Okay.
And his name was Anthony. His name was Anthony, so maybe the A was for his name.
Okay, Frank. So we'll just continue with this for a little bit here. Okay, actually we have plenty of time. I didn't realize. Okay, so let me just kind of reconnect with Anthony. Would you understand why he's bringing? Would you understand that
and
grandfather?
This is
grandfather,
actually,
correct?
This is my dad.
Oh, this is your dad. Your dad. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, he taught me how to play pool too.
Okay.
And
thank you.
We have gone out. Yep.
Okay, because talking about somebody that was on a league, so I don't know if you're on a dart league or he was on a dart league.
I was on a pool league at one time.
You're on a pool league. Okay. Very, very good. But he wants to talk about, I have to kind of bring him in a little bit closer to me. And thank you very much for validating that information. But he makes me feel like that blue jacket, would you understand that blue jacket with the brass buttons?
I, you know what? I think it was an old jacket that was one of two military jackets. It was one that was like a bomber jacket, but there was also one, I think, with the blue colors, which was more of a Korean War type. Yeah.
Okay, because he's just showing me that. He feels like a very proud man, I have to say. And you would understand that he picked his spot where he wanted to be laid to rest. Would you understand that?
I think so, yes. I think that's where my mom and him had picked out, and he's the only one passed.
Okay, because it just seems to me this was very, very important to him, and that's why he keeps on bringing that up. He also wants to bring up the fact that you are making him very, very, very proud of certain things that you're going on with your own life right now. It seems as that you're picking yourself up. And sometimes you may go a little backwards, but it's very important that you remember, you know, it's almost like one step back, two steps forward. But just keep your eye on the prize. He said, keep your eye on the prize and don't make the prize huge. Remember, this is baby steps. This is baby steps. This is baby steps.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If something is kind of, you know, if you're feeling the backlash of certain things as well, as far as family or friends, just don't feed into it is what he wants to say. Because I'm feeling I'm still connected to him. But he's making me also feel that you too are – you're in denial of this sometimes, but and maybe when you were younger, but you too have a personality that is extremely similar. And it feels like you two could go like head-to-head sometimes in some issues. Would you understand that?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay. He's also bringing up a lot of board games, too, and he's making me feel as if the family or there's old board games that were just thrown out. He's making me feel like somebody just threw out the Monopoly set. That's what he's making me feel. So would you understand that?
I'm not sure about that.
But just remember that I had said that as well. He's talking about the smaller orange-looking dog. So it could be a dog that was like, okay, you would understand that. Okay.
Yes, that was my grandfather's dog, too.
Okay, because he's with that dog. And also it brings up the name, it sounds like Meredith, but it could be Maureen or...
No, actually, we had a black dog that was Monique.
Okay,
the rust-colored dog, his name was Pepe.
Okay, very, very nice. Thank you very much, Frank, and that's all I really have for you right now, but thank you so much for letting me know that you could take that information, and I'm so
sorry. Thank you so much, Kim.
You're quite welcome, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Drew. Have a great night.
Ooh,
you
just
too.
Cut him off. Okay. Another caller at 601 area code. Hello, caller. Welcome to Speaking Spirit with Drew and Kim.
All right. How y'all doing tonight, today?
We're doing pretty
good. How are you?
All right. I thought maybe I'd call in and get me one of the readings from you.
You got it. Drew?
Yep. So what's your name, sir?
Santorio.
Santorio, who would you like to connect with?
Well, I have a great auntie that I want to see. Could I connect with her? You know, she was cremated. I got a part of, you know, so I keep a urinal with me. So maybe if she come out the urinal, maybe she got something to say to me. I've been feeling good.
All right, so hang on a sec. So let me just back up here. Do you understand the name like a Clara or a Sarah? I keep getting this, like, I wanted to say Clara first. Do you understand that name? It doesn't have to be her name, but it needs to be around her or you.
Well, her name is Claudia.
Claudia, perfect. Okay. So let me just tune in here, okay? You understand she could be a Spitfire?
Not.
Say no
not
if
right.
It's a no, and say yes if it's a yes.
No.
I'm okay with a no. I want to make sure I'm connecting with her.
No.
Okay. Hang on, because I have there's another personality here that is loud. So just bear with me a sec. Now, are you the one with two brothers, or does she have two brothers? I keep hearing about the two brothers, the two others.
She might have two brothers.
Okay.
I just have one.
And you understand the name of Sam or Stan, but I feel like it's Sam.
No, not right off hand.
Okay, I just keep getting that, and I keep circling it, which to me is, I don't know exactly where that goes, but it's coming through very clearly for me. The thing is, I get with Claudia is I need to slow down a bit. She's making me feel that she's very, very proud. But you also understand that you could do whatever you want. Like, she's making me feel like, just please understand that she's not what you have.
Okay.
You understand that? Because I know, and it's interesting because I get a very, if you didn't tell me she was your aunt, I would have thought she was your mom or somebody really, really like you were close with. And I need to also go to, do you understand the March connection with her?
Uh-huh.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, was that when she passed or her birthday? I just keep getting March. And also, I need to talk about...
Now, Sam. Sam is her. She got a granddaughter named Samantha.
Perfect. Okay, perfect.
Mm. Okay.
And she's calling. She's telling me to remind you that it's like she's showing me that you're a gentle soul. And it's interesting because I don't know if you guys used to have these. I feel like you guys had really, really, really powerful talks. But I feel that she's making me feel like I need to reference the fact that you're a gentle soul and that it's okay. Like, I don't know why. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I understand.
And it's almost like it doesn't make you less of a man. You don't have to, you know, it's like she sees you for you and she loves you for that. And I keep getting that with her. she definitely, like, this is the type of woman where if you look into her eyes, she could be mesmerizing. She could really captivate your attention. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Because as I'm feeling her come close to me, it's like she doesn't have to say much. She just has to be near, and it's like you feel this very loving presence. And it's almost like it puts you at ease. So, and there's this other woman in the background that is very, very loud, rambunctious, and she's shorter and stockier. And I don't know who this is, but I feel like she must be connected somehow through you or through her. But I feel like this other woman is definitely a Spitfire. And she keeps bringing up the name, like, of a Jean or a Jane, but I keep getting, like, a Jean or Jane. Do you understand that?
Yeah, she had a niece called, they call her Lee Jane. Lee Jane.
Okay. But do you understand the woman in spirit who would be very rambunctious?
Okay.
And I feel like it's off to the side of Claudia. So to me, that would be sister-in-law. It would be somebody contemporary, someone like close to her in age or generation. And this woman is a Spitfire. But it almost – so let me just back up here. Let me go back to Claudia, okay? So the thing that I keep getting is that now, were you? Did you create a special place in the backyard? Do you understand this?
Well, we took her. She wanted to be, you know, out on her land. We done that.
Okay, so it's your property or her property?
Her property.
And she's just making me feel like she doesn't want a fuss. She doesn't want a lot of fuss. She wants it pretty simple. She just keeps saying that. And just trust yourself. Just trust yourself. She loves you. I got to tell you, I feel like there's a really special bond with you and her. And now, do you have a sister also?
Well, I have a sister.
Okay. I just need to acknowledge her. Okay, I don't know why. I just need to acknowledge her. And I have to tell you, I feel like now is it something? I don't know why but I keep going up to my head with her. I need to go up to my head with her. Do you understand this? I don't know why. What's going on with my brain or my head? Do you understand this with her?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, is that how she passed? I don't know why I keep going like this. It's like my head is getting hot. I need to go up to my head. And I feel like, I don't know if it's swelling or what, but I just can't get past how much I need to reference my head. I just need you to know that it's important that in some ways she's telling me to tell you to slow down. You don't have to move so fast with things. And that it's just really important that you just trust your own instincts. I just keep getting the same kind of message over and over. And she, I mean, no matter what I ask her, she just keeps making it about you. And she just keeps making it like, just take care of you and trust your instincts and take care of us. I keep getting that, like, take care of the family. Be present. And just take it easy on yourself. And you're doing the right things. Just trust your gut. Because I feel like she just keeps making me feel like, stop questioning it. Stop questioning your choices because you're doing a good job. You're doing the best you can, and that's all we can do. So
okay.
All right, and I just feel like it's just, again, I need to reference Sam, I need to reference March, I need to reference the two brothers, and this Spitfire of a woman who is definitely shorter and a bit thicker or stocky, and she is very rambunctious, and I don't know why she keeps coming through. I'm not getting anything else from her except for that Jean name. So, or Jane, I just keep getting this Jean or Jane. So just know that your family's okay, that she's fine, and she just wants you to do whatever you think is right. She trusts you, and she loves you.
Oh.
And I'll leave you with that, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Victoria, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Drew. And that's it.
Well, I thought it wasn't going to end well for me. I really get frustrated when I do those readings and they're and you get like people that are in the chat room but not on the phone. It's funny.
Yeah, sometimes it's just the way it's supposed to go. You know,
yeah,
spirit needs to make themselves known, and they're going to do it through whatever means.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's wonderful, though. It just shows that they're always around, you know. And again, they come through the way they're supposed to come through. So that is the end of our show for tonight.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.